this country.
A Canadian individual is a Canadian, and you devalue the citizenship of every Canadian in this place and in this country when you break down and make it conditional for anyone.
The individual,
we have the rule of law in this country, and you can't take away citizenship.
One of the more fiery exchanges from a leader's debate during the last federal election, Justin Trudeau was talking about conservative plans to remove citizenship from people convicted of terrorism offenses. But that line, a Canadian is a Canadian, resonated with another group, dual citizens opposing an American law called FATCA. We've talked about FATCA on the show before. It stands for the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, and its stated purpose is to crack down on tax evaders. The law requires Canadian banks to hand over the account information of clients with ties to the United States, and many Canada-U.S. dual citizens were horrified when the Conservative government agreed to enforce it in 2014, especially those who left the U.S. as children and had no idea that the American government expected them to file taxes. Now they're calling on the Liberals to take action. John Richardson is legal counsel for the Alliance in Defense of Canadian Sovereignty. He's also has a legal practice where he helps dual citizens navigate FATCA. John Richardson is in our Toronto studio. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. We were talking about this in summer of 2014. So quickly summarize the last 2 years for me. Well, what's happened since then in terms of how dual citizens are actually being affected by FATCA?
Well, the rollout has certainly begun. There's all kinds of people getting letters from banks and other so-called financial institutions where really the letters are saying, you know, you're accused of having U.S. ties and we want you to declare yourself, so to speak. You know, you've referred to Canada, U.S. dual citizens. The reality is that most of the people affected by this are Canadian citizens who are resident in Canada and identify as being Canadian citizens. And for many of them, or I would argue most of them, their U.S.-ness is nothing more than an accident of birth.
Are you seeing the hardships that it's causing people you meet?
It is absolutely unbelievable. The people who it affects are often people who've worked all their lives to be responsible, constructive, hardworking citizens, save for retirement. In fact, the vast majority of them have prided themselves on their being law-abiding and tax compliant. And all of a sudden, they're being told, oh, my God, you're a U.S. person. You have to be filing taxes to the U.S., and we're going to make your presence known to the U.S. government.
You were following the comments of the Liberals on the issue before the last election. Were you encouraged by what they were saying about FATCA?
Well, I was certainly encouraged in the sense that I thought that it reflected an openness to consider this issue. Certainly, you know, you opened this show with that famous "a Canadian is a Canadian is a Canadian" clip, and you know that certainly was grounds for optimism. Certainly, Justin Trudeau himself had sent out at least one letter to a Canadian, which, well, he said, while the United States has the right to target tax evaders using offshore accounts, targeting hardworking Canadians who pay taxes is unfair. And then he goes on to say the government has a responsibility to stand up for its citizens, meaning Canadian, when foreign governments are encroaching on their rights. We believe that the deal reached between Canada and the U.S. is insufficient to protect, notice he says, affected Canadians.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to see the government do now?
Well, I think that certainly the IGA needs to be renegotiated. It was justified initially on the basis of it being an extension of the Canada-U.S. tax treaty. And I would argue that the Canada-U.S. tax treaty should be interpreted in a way to prevent the application of this type of thing to Canadian citizens resident in Canada. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. This FATCA is, on one level, sure, it's an information hunt, if you will. It really isn't an exchange at all. But the purpose of this is to get people to pay taxes. The treaty specifically says that the Canada Revenue Agency will not assist the United States in enforcing taxes on Canadian citizens who are Canadian residents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that FATCA should be interpreted in that spirit as well. In other words, if you want to apply it to American citizens only in Canada, fine. But in the same way that Canadian citizens and residents are off limits for enforcement, they should be off limits for disclosure as well.
Can you expand on that? I mean, if the government agrees not to allow targeting of, how do you avoid some of the consequences that we're talking about?
By consequences, you mean what specifically?
Well, some of the hardships that you've seen to people so far.
Oh, well, if this hunt for people with U.S. indicia were interpreted to simply not apply to anybody who's a Canadian citizen in Canada, then all somebody would have to do would be to prove Canadian citizenship, and the disclosure rules, the turnover of information would simply not apply, and they would get on with their life as always.
But we're not talking about ripping up the entire agreement.
Well, obviously, I think the entire agreement should be written up, but I'm, you know, of course, a reasonable person, and I think in terms of what is possible and reasonable in the political climate and in terms of what the tax treaty says, and I oppose FATCA on any and every level. That said, I think in terms of what Canada's specific response should be, because it is, after all, as somebody once said, a U.S. law, mm-hmm. I think that Canada's response specifically should be, do what you want, except that our citizens who are resident in Canada are off limits for this. We won't participate to that extent.
You were fundraising the last time we talked. Now you're looking for witnesses to be part of that suit. Can you explain the kind of people you're looking for?
Well, we're looking for anybody who has been negatively affected by FATCA and by extension, the attempt to impose U.S. taxation on Canadian citizens, and the harm can be in a number of different ways. The first is the compliance of costs, if you one were to comply, are simply astronomical. The second is that, you know, people always say, well, renounce. And for most people, this is just a technical form of citizenship just based on place of birth. But the reality is that to renounce in a way that gives people peace of mind and to resolve all the tax issues does involve filing taxes. It also, for many middle-class people in Toronto and Vancouver, would require them to literally pay an exit tax to the United States. Can you imagine having to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and up just to not be an American citizen? Can you imagine having the full value of your Canadian pension included in income on a U.S. tax return with a one-off tax payment for that? So there's that kind of harm. There's also, and I see this all the time dealing with people, just unbelievable emotional, psychological harm on a level that that you couldn't understand unless you'd been subjected to it.
Is it hard, though, to get people to come forward if they're hoping not to draw the attention of the U.S. tax authorities?
Sure it is. Most of these people are absolutely scared out of your mind. How would you feel if you were mid-50s, having saved all your life for retirement, and somebody said to you, hey, Uncle Sam wants a piece of that?
John Richardson, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome.
That's John Richardson, legal counsel for the Alliance in Defense of Canadian Sovereignty. They're campaigning against the Canadian government's decision to enforce an American tax law. If you're affected by FATCA, we would love to hear your story. You can reach us at allinaday@cbc.ca.